There you go. Normally, visit with Bill Flores on Wednesday. Weren't able to because of conflict, but he joins us this morning. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Now, where are you this morning?
Well, actually, today I'm in the Barnett Shale area of Texas, up in the northern part of our district. A lot of people may not realize it, but Texas District 17 is the second largest producer of natural gas in our entire state.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is a monster field, that's for sure. So what are you doing up there?
Well, I'm part of the House Energy Action Team, or the HEAT team, as we call it for short, and I'm the captain of the eastern part of the state. And today we have nine media outlets.
Okay.
Yeah, we have nine different events around the country.
Okay.
Where we are highlighting the importance of American energy security in each of these regions on our overall energy security. So, for instance, we've got one in Arkansas at a pipe plant that's manufactured the pipe for the Keystone Pipeline. We've got one in the offshore Gulf of Mexico. Mine is going to be looking at a fracking operation to introduce the media to what does and does not happen during a fracking operation. You got one in North Dakota up where the Bakken Shale is. So we've got nine of these events around the country, and our hope is to introduce the American people to the real benefits of American energy resources.
Okay, I want you to put your energy hard hat on here for a minute, because fracking has obviously been a tremendous boom to South Texas. It's really turned the economy around there, or at least it started that way. So now, whether it's fracking or anything else, when are the gas producers going to say it's not worth taking that stuff out of the ground at the low prices that natural gas we're seeing right now?
Well, we're pretty close to that point, Scott. If you look at where natural gas prices are today, about $2.70 per 1,000 cubic feet, we're just about at that point. And so you've seen a real slowdown in drilling and in investment in fields, except to the extent where people have requirements where they have to drill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a good news, bad news situation. The bad news is that there's a slower rate of reinvestment. The good news is it happened because of American energy ingenuity and American energy development right here. And it's putting people to work. It's growing our local tax bases for our school districts and for our state. And it shows what American private sector men and women can do if you just get the federal government out of the way.
Sure. And of course, obviously, that's very important here in Texas because we need to get those revenues. Let's talk for a minute, because the CBO came out, Congressional Budget Office, came out with a study that was released on Tuesday that said if the Bush-era tax cuts are allowed to expire, and then you have the other automatic cuts that are coming, we could see an economy in recession. So I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, the CBO is exactly right. We as the conservatives in the House have been warning about this for quite a while, and that's one of the reasons, if you look at the Path to Prosperity budget that we passed back in March, back in April, and I helped co-author, we proposed comprehensive tax reform so that we can take a crippled and broken tax system and turn it around where it becomes an incentive or an economic a boost instead of an economic impediment. But we haven't been able, we haven't even been able to get the Senate to pass a budget at all. And we've already laid the blueprint out as to how we would fix this so that we can produce more paychecks and fewer food stamps.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. I noticed that Nancy Pelosi yesterday called on to have a vote maybe as early as next week on extending the Bush-era tax cuts. What's your thought there?
Well, it wasn't quite that simple, Scott. Anytime Ms. Pelosi does something, you've got to look behind under the hood to see what's really there.
Okay.
What she's actually proposed is to further stratify our tax system by increasing taxes on the wealthy and reducing taxes on others. And the issue you've got there is that it just keeps our broken tax code essentially the way it is. You're just changing the rates. And the second thing is the top 1% of our taxpayers already pay just under 40% of the tax load. And what happens is when you raise the rates, and this has been proven empirically, when you raise the rates, they soon pay less of the overall tax load. And I'd like for that group to pay more, but I'd like to pay them to pay more because we've got more economic activity and they're creating more jobs and putting more people to work. And so there's two views about how you can do this. You can keep the present tax code and just rearrange the rates, and you don't get any net benefit, you actually get less revenue, or you can have comprehensive tax reform and generate more revenue because you've got more people working and more economic activity.
When's the House go back into session, and when they do, what are the top one or two things you're all going to be confronted with?
Well, we're going to be back in session next Wednesday, the day after the Texas primary, and I think the top items are going to be the top discussion items are going to be the replacement for Obamacare. We're also going to see what items we can get out of the way early in terms of what would likely come up in the lame duck, like tax rates we're going to have, and what the tax system is going to look like. We're also going to look at whether or not Eric Holder should be receive some sort of rebuke from Congress. My hope is that he will, but you know, we just have to wait and see what leadership wants to do there. But I think Eric Holder is not a good guy, and that we should make sure that we express the contempt of Congress for him.
Bill Flores joins us when Congress is in session, and sometimes when it's not, like when he's out on the field today. And you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott. I'd ask your listeners to continue to pray for our country and for our military men and women that protect it, particularly with Memorial Day coming up.
Certainly. Thanks a lot.